This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State lawmakers are beginning the difficult task of creating a state budget for next year. CPR Public Affairs reporter Benna Berklin has more.
Governor Jared Polis presented his budget to the Joint Budget Committee on Thursday. It serves as the starting point for negotiations. Democratic Senator Dominic Moreno chairs the budget committee. He says the next state budget will be one of the most consequential budgets in recent memory. Resources are limited, especially without more federal relief, and he says it'll require lawmakers to make tough choices. The legislature is constitutionally required to pass a balanced budget. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Federal prosecutors have filed charges against a Denver man protesting after the election last week. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Logan DeBile was in the Cheeseman Park area of Denver on November 4th when he allegedly pointed a green laser light at a Denver police helicopter. This, according to federal prosecutors. This is a federal crime because airspace is federal jurisdiction. DeBile initially ran from police, but when he was arrested, he told cops he was, quote, just sort of playing around with it, according to the affidavit. DeBile, who is 23, faces up to 5 years in prison. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Damage estimates from the East Troublesome Fire near Granby say more than 500 residences, outbuildings, and commercial structures were damaged or destroyed. The fire burned more than 190,000 acres, but isn't expected to grow further. This is CPR News.